Welcome to the Vicar Law Podcast, Protecting Legacies, Resolving Conflicts. I'm Lydia Vicar, Director of Vicar Law, where we specialise in succession law, civil disputes and litigation in Queensland. If you want to safeguard your assets, navigate estate planning with confidence, or resolve legal conflicts effectively, you're in the right place. Join me each week as we break down complex legal issues into clear, practical insights, helping you protect your legacy and find solutions with certainty. So let's dive in. Hello and welcome back to the Vicar Law Podcast. It is Lydia Vicar here, Director of Vicar Law and your host for the Vicar Law Podcast, Protecting Legacies, Resolving Conflict. So we are in August, cannot believe it. This month we are going to focus on gifting in your will. So looking at different types of gifts that you can give in your will. Just as a really basic starting point, the way a will works is that you appoint executors, then you provide, you know, specific gifts, and then you give the residue of your estate. So when we're talking about gifting, we are talking about specific gifts and pulling something out to specifically gift to someone. That can be a whole range of things. I mean, I've specifically gifted gun collections, book collections, jewelry, crockery, and the one that we're going to talk to everyone about today, which is pets. So I guess if you're listening to this, you have a very beloved pet that you want to leave in your will. Now, pets are considered property in Queensland, so they are something that you can gift in your will, but there's kind of a few considerations that you need to make when you're dealing specifically with your pet. And as a start, I'll say, you do not have to include your pet in your will. Some people don't include their pet at all, or alternatively, they include details about what they want to happen to their pet in their letter of wishes. So if you do a will with me at Vicar Law, I provide a letter of wishes template for you to complete, and in that there's a section about pets that you can complete. But if you do want to put them into your will, there's a few considerations you need to make. The first one is, do you want to deal with just your current pet, or do you want to deal with all your pets? So I have lots of clients that are really big dog lovers or really big cat lovers, and they know that for their whole life they will have one or two, for cats three sometimes, pets in their life, and they want to deal with that no matter what point of their life they're dying. So we will either specifically put in the specific pet that you have at that time that we're doing your will. Otherwise, we'll put something like dogs, any dog that I own at the time of my death. And so then what happens? You've named your pet. Who does your pet go to? So you can specifically name a person if you'd like to. What a lot of my clients do is appoint someone that's really close to them. It may also be their executor, but appoint someone to decide what happens to their pet. For example, I would like Joe Blow to decide what happens to my pet. Some people are very specific about who they want their pet to go to and who they don't want their pet to go to. So lots of people I find will put into their will that they do not want their pet taken to the pound or to the RSPCA or to be sold on Facebook or Gumtree. And that's pretty fair. A lot of people do like to put in the RSPCA, particularly for cats. They're very happy for the RSPCA to rehome their cat because they've often got their cats from the RSPCA. So you can definitely decide where they go. Now, the last thing you need to think about when you're gifting a pet, and this is very, very, how do I say it? Very dependent on you as a person, okay? So if you're giving a pet to a person, or sometimes to a charity such as the RSPCA, people like to leave a gift for that person for taking the pet to pay for their medical expenses or just for their ongoing day-to-day costs that they may not have had if they hadn't had a pet. So I have clients that have done specific sums of money to that person, let's say maybe $5,000. I've also had clients do a percentage of their total estate to the person who takes their pet. I've had clients that have really substantial estates give a really large chunk of their estate to the person who takes their pet. And I think it's really just personal. It just really depends on your relationship with your pet, your vision for your pet. What do you think is going to happen to that pet in the future? I think it's something really super personal and up to everyone. That's why you should speak to a lawyer about getting your will done. And if you have pets that you want to provide as gifts, you really need to be making sure that it is properly put into your will. You don't want to, for example, let's say that you do want to give a percentage of your estate to someone that is taking your pet. You want to make sure that that is very clearly articulated and that they're not receiving a percentage that they would not have otherwise received if for that gift. So it's really important. The drafting is really crucial here. So if this is something that you're interested in, you want to discuss further with me, or you're like, yes, I don't have my pet in my will, but I really want to put my pet in, you can make a free consultation on my website, www.vicarlaw.com.au. Book a free consultation with me, Lydia Vicar, and we can get this sorted for you. So next week, we're going to talk about family heirlooms. So that's the next thing, and how you put them into your will, considerations that you should make. So thanks so much for listening. I will speak to you next week. Bye. That's a wrap for this episode of the Vicar Law Podcast, Protecting Legacies, Resolving Conflicts. I hope you found today's insights helpful in navigating your legal journey. If you're ready to take the next step in securing your legacy or finally dealing with your dispute, visit www.vicarlaw.com.au to book a free consultation with me, Lydia Vicar. You can also subscribe to our newsletter or find out more about today's topic. Your future begins now, and we're here to guide you every step of the way. Until next time, I'm Lydia Vicar, signing off. The Vicar Podcast comprises general information and does not serve as a substitute for professional advice. Prior to making any legal decisions, individuals are advised to seek independent professional guidance and assess the suitability of this information for their own individual goals and objectives.